and strike through the darkness of parts, fronting like you meant to endure. When I see through you all, casting calm with the stars of the show. Let down my guard and keep it composed. Tonight this is all that we know. Tomorrow it's disposed. Wasting my decisions that are getting out of hand. Obsessively identify, shake up from the plan. Spiral into chaos that we know is never meant, but that's just the way it goes.
This is Ryan from the Zaps, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Campus Community Radio.
What's up, you lovely bunch of fucks? This is Shit Happens!
And you're listening to Night Danger Radio on
CKUW 95.9 FM in
Winnipeg. Whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zaffo. I'm like, yo, Zaffo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever.
Yeah, whatever. CKUW 95.9 FM. What a choice. What a set. And yeah, it's the Zaps making that last set happen. And thank goodness they did, because my brain is done like dinner. Yeah, if you just tuned in, I was at the Canada Day lake trip thing, Bob. And we might have overdone it a little bit, folks. But hey, man, that was a great set. Liam Lynch, if you're like sitting there going, who the hell was that? I remember that song from Much Music and all that stuff. But United States of Whatever from a record called Fake Songs, 2003 S Curve Records put it out. And listen, you know, speaking of United States, I heard the they had like some weird debate in the States, and it was Joe Biden versus Donald Trump or something. And I was listening on the radio on the way in. We were listening to CJOB coming back home today, and I heard that it didn't go that well for Biden, and people are like questioning him and stuff. So I might have to watch the replay. Not that I give one rat's behind about the American whatever that is, election or whatever the heck's coming up. I mean, I just want to say something, man. I want to say I'm going to get I'm going to get political on everyone's butt right now. But listen, when I go to apply for a job right now, or when I've gone to apply for like the last like 10 jobs that I've applied for, they're all asking me for a criminal record check. When Donald Trump goes to run for president and he's a criminal, a convicted criminal, what the hell? I have to provide a criminal record check for these companies, and Donald Trump can be the president of the United States of America and the guy's a criminal? Yeah, that's what kind of world we live in, folks. That is exactly what kind of world we live in. Yeah, there's a two-tiered system happening here, everybody. So that's all I got to say about that. So you could take that criminal record check and shove it. Is what I got to say. So anyway, like back to the set. So we heard Mom's Jeans before that with What's Up, Doc. No, just What's Up. From a record called Sweet Tooth 2022. And that came out on Counterintuitive Records. Cool. Sunshine Dub before that with One Shot Dub. And that was from One Shot from 2023. One Big Family was the record label. We heard Trashed Ambulance before that with Dogs Chase Cars. Arr! From a record called Flashes of Competence. That's the story of my life. Flashes of Competence and the rest not so great. 2018 from Thousand Island Records. We heard Turnstile before that with Holiday from a record called Glow On. That came out in 2021 and Roadrunner put it out. Yeah. Koyo before that with You're On The List. Remember all of our friends here in Winnipeg, Chris Jericho? Remember that? You're On The List, man. you're on the list. That's from a record called Minus One. From a record called Would You Miss It, 2023 Pure Noise Records. And we heard The Implants before that with Once Was I. From a record called From Chaos to Order. That one came out in 2013 on Cybertrax Records. And off the top, Winnipeg's own Guy Smiley. A song called A Better Friend from a record called Alkaline, 1999, Small Man. Cool label. Put that one out. Thanks so much to the Zaps. We're doing it again. I mean, if you've listened on the top, I've said this, you know, at least five times. We're doing it again, though. Friday, July the 5th, the Zaps Pancakes EP release party. Special guest Shit Happens, Lost Planet Airmen, Second Floor Patients. The doors are at 8. The bands are at 9. The cover is $10. We'll see you down there. It's cheap like borscht to get in, and it's cheap like borscht to eat poutine while you're watching the bands, and it's cheap like borscht to get beverages at the Osborne Tap House. And it's going to be, man, it's going to be, well, let's see. I think we'll check the Friday. Oh, what a shocker. There's a 30% chance of showers at night, but the low is a beautiful 18 degrees. So it's going to be a beautiful night. Maybe bring an umbrella or something for your little walk down Osborne Village, and then head on down to the Tap House and check it out. Check it out. So it's going to be awesome. All right. What are we doing, man? It's what time? 1:20 in the a.m. Maybe. I'm doing that with my mouth. That's like my Jeopardy, my Jeopardy thinking background music. What should I do now? Yeah, the coffee's really kicking in now, everybody. Well, listen, I think we're going to delay the weather. No, we're not. You know what the hell? We'll do the damn weather because I'll tell you what. Canada Weekend was at the cabin or the top secret hideout location, as we call it. It was very rainy on Canada Day, and it was actually rainy another day. And then we had 2 days of beautiful weather. And and then the ride home on the gravel roads was a little crazy. Just to let people know how much rain has been falling in Manitoba. We're driving down to head back to Winnipeg, and there was water coming over one of the gravel roads, one of the sections of the gravel road for us, and it was a little rocky. We kind of bounced our way through this little section, but that's how much rain's been falling this year. So pretty crazy. You don't see that very often coming up to the top secret hideout location. So yeah, weather is a mammoth thing here in Winnipeg. So here we go. It's CKW weather, whether you like it or not.
Weather.
Yeah.
Weather. Weather.
No more rain.
Weather.
For the love of CKUW.
Weather.
Water in the ditch.
Weather.
Water on the road.
Weather.
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 All right. I'll give up. Fine. Okay. What is it currently in the mighty Winnipeg, Manitoba? It's 15 above. Not too shabby. If you wanted to look out into the abyss, visibility is 24 kilometers. That's how far you could see. If you go to your window right now and look out into the abyss, you could probably see for 24 kilometers. That's what they're saying on Environment Canada. And if you go outside, you're going to feel the beautiful wind at from the west at 15 kilometers an hour, and you're going to feel great about yourself, like I do right now, except that I'm on like 4 hours sleep. For the love of CKUW, get me some sleep. Listen, we're supposed to go down 1 degree to 14 degrees. And what a shock. It's a 30% chance of showers tonight and this morning. Yee. For the rest of Wednesday, July the 3rd, it's going to be 24. Pretty good. Mix of sun and cloud, 30% chance of showers. And then we're going 15 at night, 30% chance of showers. Thursday, no chance of showers, I don't think. 28. Dun, 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 dun. So summer is here. That's amazing.
Weather.
And yeah, we're going down to 15 again, but clear. Very good. So there's a chance you can see the moon and some stars and some constellations. For Friday, the Zap Show. Friday, July the 5th. It's supposed to be 26 during the day. And hey, watch it, watch it. 26 during the day, but a 30% chance of showers again. 30% chance of showers during the Zap Show, but remember, it doesn't matter. It's indoors. 18, though, beautiful high. Or low, I should say, for Friday. We'll get to Saturday, which looks like it might rain because it says 60% chance, cloudy, and the 24 degrees is the high. 15 is the low, another 60% chance at night. Ending off the weekend, everyone's going to be chilling, probably 25 above, beauty. And mix of sun and cloud, 14 and clear at night. And just if you want to look all the way to Monday of next week, we're supposed to go up to 27, and it's supposed to be completely sunny. So that's, you know, just like it's been all summer and all spring, it's been pretty much a mixed bag of
weather.
That's right. That's right. All right. So there we go. Listen, what are we doing now? Because I knew that my mind was going to be pretty much mush, and it is. I need a lot of sleep. When I get home tonight at about 3:30 in the a.m., if I don't fall asleep in my vehicle, I'm going to hit the bed pretty hard, and hopefully I can sleep for, I don't know, the next 19 hours in a row, maybe. That's what I feel like I need right now. I'm living on coffee and adrenaline, but it was all worth it, man. It was all worth it. Canada Day weekend was pretty fun. And yeah, it was excellent. And of course, I have the Zap Show on Friday to look forward to pull me through. But one of the fellas that came up to the top secret hideout location was my buddy Chris. He's my punk rock buddy in arms. I can depend on him to go to punk rock shows with me, which is wonderful. And so yeah, he's coming with me for the Zap Show. I think my other buddy's coming, who also has a music set coming up later in the show. So without further ado, let's get into some more punk rock. We're going to start with Calgary, Alberta, if I'm not mistaken, own Knucklehead. This is CKUW. It is 95.9 FM. The Night Danger radio show is going till 3 a.m. if we can stay awake.
All the living way to get afford the rent. We're friends. Americans. This one's fresh and it's new. It's SNFU with Eric's Had a Bad Day.
Thank you. CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
Hi, this is Rook from the Zaps, and you're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Independent Radio.
Yeah.
CKUW 95.9 FM. Hello, hello, hello. If you're a night owl, up all night, sleep all day, it's the Night Danger Radio Show. It's episode 272. It's been mostly the Zaps. The whole first hour has been the Zaps. So if you just tuned in, you missed the interview. You missed the first two singles from the Zaps. But you're not going to miss this Friday, July the 5th, at the Osborne Tap House, where they're releasing the Pancakes EP release. But listen, we just had a set from my buddy Chris, who went up to the top secret hideout location, alias The Cottage, for Canada Day weekend with me. We're old. And we're feeling it. At least I am. I'm pretty sure Chris is fast asleep, snoring away. And I could tell you at about 3:30 tonight, I will be the exact same way if I make it home. I might fall asleep in my car and my head might hit the old horn. And so if you hear a constant, like, that's probably me as falling asleep in my car on my horn. For crying out loud. But no, the coffee's keeping us up. It is 1:47 in the a.m. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for sticking in there. Amazing. And yeah, so Chris, a big punk rock fan, and he's coming with me to the Zap Show on Friday. Hell yeah. So we just heard Belvedere from Canada to celebrate Canada Day. And we heard 2 minutes for Looking So Good. Yeah, yeah. I get that all the time. You know, people are like, hey, 2 minutes for Looking So Good, Campbell. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. But that's from a record called "Twas Hell," said former child, 2004, and the Union was the record label that put it out. Man, was that ever a good Dreadnought show? When the reunion show finally happened at the Bulldog Event Center, I can't even remember what month that was, but my God, it was good. We did a wicked interview with Robin and Chris from the band. It was so fun, and we're doing it again. I don't know if we're going to do an interview, but we're going to. I'm definitely going to try and make it. Just so you know, there should be a Night of the Living Dread show coming up in October. We'll spill the beans when we actually know it. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. I already talked to Chris about it. He said, yeah, help us out with this thing. Even though I'm not sure they need it, man. They sell out everything. They do, even if when they've been on hiatus forever. But what a band. So we heard Breathe from them from a spectacular album called A New Design, which came out in 2006, and they self-released it. And it's a killer. All killer, no filler. We heard The Kittens before that. Not The Kittens. It's just Kittens with Tarantula from Lo-Fi Classics and Other Rarities, 1998. And a very good label from Out East, Sonic Onion, put that out. Hell yeah. Oh, man. What a choice. This was No Means No. One of my favorite songs ever, Rags and Bones, from a wicked record called Wrong. That came out in 1989 on Alternative Tentacles Records. I'm actually halfway through the No Means No book, and it is such a good read. It is incredible. I'll be done that shortly. What a read that is. Yeehaw! And I got that book, by the way, from one of my shows of the year, the Dead Bob Show at the Park Theater. Holy crap. There was about 150 of us, maybe. And wow, you should have gone to that show. That's my job, is to make you feel bad about not going to shows like Dead Bob. You should have been there, man. All right, SNFU before that with Eric's Had a Bad Day. Freaking hell. The one voted most likely to succeed is the record. 1995 was the year. Epitaph was the record. And Long Live Chai Pig. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Rest in peace. One of the legend. The legend. And off the top, we heard Knucklehead with Shelters from a record called Hostage Radio 2017. And that one was self-released by the band. So there you go. Thanks, Chris, for that wicked punk rock set. Amazing. Thank you for not making me use my brain. Wonderful, wonderful. But listen, during the weekend, the Canada Day weekend, I did a lot of, we got stuck in the cabin twice. And I can tell you it was because of the rain. People here in Winnipeg know what I'm talking about. I've been hearing stories about the deluge that's happened throughout the long weekend there. And I know Canada Day itself was raining at the cottage, and it was also raining in Winnipeg. And we watched the news and saw, you know, the rain pouring down, and you can't win them all, though, folks. You can't win them all. But I'll tell you what we did, and, you know, inspired by 2 minutes for Looking So Good, we're going to do a CKW sports update here, because we watched a fair amount of sports on the especially on the damn rainy days. And I just want to say something too. If folks thought the mosquitoes were bad in Winnipeg, you should come out to the top secret hideout location and check out how many mosquitoes there were. It was obscene, but it was weird because like they would come out only at certain times. And then they would completely disappear and it would be fine. It was very bizarre. But I guess when the temperature was just right, and especially when it was raining, if you went outside when it was raining and drizzling outside at the top secret hideout, it was an infestation. Like, it was insane. Like, it was like a horror movie at certain points with the amount of mosquitoes there were. And we let a lot into the cottage, and we spent a lot of time on those rainy days, you know, smashing mosquitoes and stuff. It was crazy. But anyways, the sports stuff. So on Canada Day, it was free agency frenzy in the NHL, and the Jets did pretty much almost nothing on free agency. We were sitting there waiting, you know, with our beverages, and we're like, when's the Jets going to do something? And they really didn't do it. They signed two goalies, backup goalies, and I think they signed one other guy. I can't remember even, but it was pretty minor. And it looks like the Jets are going to let the kids play this year. So, meaning that all the young guys that need a chance, that need to prove themselves, it looks like this could be their year. So, good grief. The Bombers, we were up there, and we were watching the Canadian men's soccer team play along with the Bombers at the same time. Holy cow. And the Bombers, though, they lost their fourth in a row. So, they're 0 wins and 4 losses to start the season, which is not good. And they got a million injuries. Our starting quarterback's down. Our running back is playing injured. We've got two receivers down now. One, I think, is for the year. That's Dalton Schoen. And Kenny Lawler's got a broken arm, apparently. So, good grief. So, things aren't looking that great for the Bombers so far. But next up is this Friday night, which is the same night as the Zaps. So, you should go to the Bomber game and then head to the Zaps concert at the Osborne Tap House. But anyhow, we play the Red Blacks and... maybe I'll watch a little bit on the TV, but I kind of doubt it. I'll be watching the bands. But anyways, hopefully we'll win a game here and get out of the doldrums. Let's go Bombers! Come on! But speaking of Canada's men's team, holy kishmoly, they did not disappoint. 1-0 victory over Chile. We qualified for the quarterfinals, which is amazing. And and we're actually playing this Friday as well. I'm gonna PVR this for sure. That's at 8 p.m. and we're playing Venezuela, who are unbeaten in the tournament so far. So that's going to be, I mean, I think we're going to shock the world, man. So go Canada, go. Hell yeah. I mean, I'm so proud of the boys already. My man, though, Tejon Buchanan, he's out, and he's got surgery coming at him. He got injured last game, so I'm a little bit sad. Yeah, that is for sure. Listen, and the Euro Cup's going on at the same time. For us soccer fans, this is a hell of a time to be alive. And so we're down to the last eight standings. So, and remember, all these games are, if you lose, you're out. So England's playing Switzerland. That's July the 6th at 11. The Dutch are playing Turkey, as some people say it. July 6th, 2 p.m., Spain versus, man, Germany looked powerful. July the 5th, 11 a.m., and Portugal with Ronaldo, my favorite soccer player of all time, are playing the French, and that is July the 5th at 2 p.m. The next Valor home game is versus Calgary. That's this Sunday, July the 7th at 4 p.m. The Valor are in second last place, though. They've only got 3 wins, 1 draw, but they've lost 8 times. So the Valor got to pull up their socks and get going here a little bit. The Goldeyes have a record of 23-23, which by my math is a perfect .500. And that's third in the Western Division. And next home game is this Friday. Everything's happening on Friday, I guess. July the 5th, and that's versus Fargo. So Fargo Moorhead. You say Fargo, I say Moorhead. All right, so there was CKW/Night Danger Radio Sports. And we're almost, we're encroaching upon 2 a.m. It's 1:56. And like I said, I didn't pick the rest of the songs. So some of you are probably saying, thank God, You know, this is going to be a good show for a change. But listen, Elon, my buddy, hopefully he's coming this Friday, too. He said he could probably make it. So I'm stoked we can get the band back together and head out and have some fun once again. So that'll be amazing. But he's got a really cool set here. And it's mostly 90s from what I see. No, oh, there's an 80s one in there, 90s. But anyways, without further ado, we're going to start with a band that I don't think I've ever played on the Night Danger radio show before, so I'm always stoked to do this. It's Porno for Pyros of all guys, and kind of a big hit for them, Pets, we're going to start off with. It's CKW, it's 95.9 FM, Night Danger Radio, till 3 in the morning.